The United Nations envoy in Iraq, Lakhdar Brahimi, yesterday proposed the creation of a caretaker government to which the United States can hand over sovereignty on June 30th. Brahimi is recommending that the current Iraqi Governing Council be dissolved, but he was not more specific about who should form the caretaker government. This comes just 2.5 months before the Iraq deadline President Bush has set, leaving the United States with little room to change its policies in Iraq in the face of growing violence, NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The recent escalation of violent insurgency in Iraq and the uncertainty about who will govern Iraq so near the June 30th deadline have made President Bush's Iraq policy a huge target for critics. But in his news conference on Tuesday night, the president emphasized there will be no deviation from the current plan.
Were the coalition to step back from the June 30th pledge, many Iraqis would question our intentions and feel their hopes betrayed. And those in Iraq who trade in hatred and conspiracy theories would find a larger audience and gain a stronger hand. We will not step back from our pledge. On June 30th, Iraqi sovereignty will be placed in Iraqi hands.
Many experts, even those who have criticized the Bush administration's rationale for going to war in Iraq, find themselves in agreement with the president on this. Henri Barkey, a professor of international relations at Lehigh University and former State Department official, believes the June 30th deadline was chosen largely with the U.S. presidential election in mind. But even so, Barkey says, there's no choice now.
To change now, having so many times changed policies over the course of last year, would really undermine all credibility the United States has in Iraq, and people will look at it as another trick or worse.
Many critics, including John Kerry, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, are urging the administration to go back to the United Nations for more support in fashioning a new government in Iraq. Only that way, they argue, can a new government acquire political legitimacy in the eyes of the Iraqi people. But the UN is already effectively taking the lead. UN Special Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi is now the key broker in determining the shape of whatever Iraqi entity receives sovereignty on June 30th. James Dobbins of the RAND Corporation and former Special Envoy of the Bush administration to Afghanistan argues that the successful handover of sovereignty now depends more on Iraqi cooperation than on American actions.
If they can't agree on how to compose that government, if the UN Special Envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, is unable to broker an agreement among the major parties there, then of course the date's going to have to slip.
To avoid this, which could only trigger more confusion and possibly more violence, Henri Barkey argues that it is fundamentally in the interest of the vast majority of Iraqis to cooperate with Brahimi, if not with the U.S. in Iraq.
If the Iraqis want to get rid of the occupation, the sooner they help the transition, the better it's going to be, and the sooner the occupation will end. It's one of these very difficult situations where you have to serve, to some extent, holding your nose a little bit, but there are very few choices out there.
The handover of sovereignty is to be followed by elections, by next January at the latest. Throughout this period, the Bush administration intends to maintain a large military presence in Iraq. Although many experts see this too as necessary but unfortunate, University of Maryland professor Shibli Talhami says what will take place on June 30th will be more symbolic than real. The issue of political legitimacy in Iraq will remain unresolved, says Talhami.
Oh, there's no question that the U.S. simply cannot bring legitimacy. The U.S. may be able to bring some military stability in some parts of Iraq, but there is no question that the majority of Iraqis will continue to see the U.S. as simply an occupying power until such time when you have a government selected by the Iraqis.
Talhami urges the U.S. to consider earlier elections, coupled with an appeal to the U.N. Security Council to fashion an alternative policy on its own as a possible replacement for the U.S. approach post-June 30th. While President Bush acknowledged that the U.S. needs the help of both the U.N. and NATO, his remarks on Tuesday left little room for deviation from the current plan.
The consequences of failure in Iraq would be unthinkable. Every friend of America in Iraq would be betrayed to prison and murder as a new tyranny arose. Every enemy of America in the world would celebrate, proclaiming our weakness and decadence, and using that victory to recruit a new generation of killers.
In Iraq yesterday, UN Envoy Brahimi said he believes a caretaker government established on June 30th could be relatively simple, composed of a prime minister, a president, and two vice presidents, plus a consultative assembly. Brahimi has been silent on who would fill those positions. He also criticized the U.S. military operation in Fallujah, calling collective punishment and the siege of the city unacceptable. Mike Schuster, NPR News.